Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Amber. I'm a Reiki master and shamanic practitioner, and my healing website is sacredspacehealing.org. So today's podcast is inspired by world events. We're in the day that I'm recording this. It's January 2017. And we find ourselves on the threshold of a new American president. And we find ourselves in the midst of a process within the UK of leaving the European Union, which the ramifications of which have been felt since Brexit in terms of outbursts of violence and racism on our streets. And there has been an outpouring of grief and sadness and shock and dismay at the election results in America. And so I've been noticing quite a lot in the last few months, conversations, very impassioned conversations around Trump, around Brexit, around a very strong sense of hatred for people like Trump, for Farage, for the far right, for what people fear to be the rise of fascism. And a real kind of attack mentality coming from many, a desire to take to the streets, to protest, for there to be civil unrest so that we can create change in the world. When I was in my 20s, mid to late 20s, even my early 30s, I was very passionate politically. I did a lot of protest marches, campaigning, really believed in using my anger in a positive way to kind of channel it into change. And I don't know whether it is something about getting older or just diving deeper into the spiritual side of things, in inverted commas, spiritual, but, you know, diving deeper into my connection with spirit, into the healing work, that I've got a different perspective on things. So one of the reasons I've not really engaged in the dialogue that has been happening around Trump and Brexit and how angry we all are is because I truly believe that the world leaders that we have are a very potent representation of where we are as a world community. And the level of disunity that we are experiencing within ourselves, but also within our nations and within our families and within our social structures and within our community, within our finances, within our beliefs, our ideals, and also our disconnection from spirit. If we find ourselves in a situation where we have a potential world leader like Donald Trump, I think we have to ask ourselves some serious questions about how we got here, rather than putting all the blame on one person's shoulders and saying, well, isn't he evil and he's terrible and we have to do something and we have to take to the streets and shout. I think we need to look at this in quite a multifaceted way. The first way I look at it is, what an incredible blessing Trump has been for so many people that have been asleep for so long. I've known some incredible writers, poets, dancers, creatives, just incredible people who over the last 5 to 10 years have done very little to actually use their talents to make a tangible, positive, coherent difference in the world. They've wanted to buy into the matrix. They've wanted to get that big job. They've wanted to hang out with the cool people. They've wanted to go to those bars. They've wanted to make a name for themselves and become a star in some way, whatever that means to them. But what they've not done is actually sit and ask, how can I use my talents to make a difference in the world and change the fabric of this universe into something that is far more homogenous with unity, union, unconditional love, compassion, and Christ consciousness? Suddenly Trump comes into power and it affects them. It affects their bank balances, their pockets. It affects them because of the color of their skin, because of their religion, because of their sexual orientation, whatever it is, it affects them. It touches a nerve and suddenly they're using their talents and their skills to start to make a difference in the world, whether it's writing essays or it's, you know, organizing marches or whatever it is. And I see that as an incredible blessing. And I see that as a blessing because, as all the ancient texts have ever told us and the deepest spiritual teachings tell us, everyone is our greatest teacher and everyone is here to assist the other to truly come into their truth, their power, their divinity, their Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it. So if your anger at Trump, at Brexit, at Farage, at the far right, whatever you want to call it, if your anger at these institutions or these peoples makes you a better person, then how amazing is it that you have that blessing in your life, that that being, who that soul who in this lifetime is playing the role of Donald Trump, that soul who in this lifetime is playing, you know, the role of Theresa May or whoever it is that you're angry at, what a blessing that that soul is playing that role in this lifetime for you. The second way I look at it is, you know, we have the world that our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, our conscious and unconscious has shaped. Now, the ancient peoples, the indigenous peoples, the shamans still today, and most esoteric practices tell us that the world that we have around us is kind of like a film that's playing out. You know, it's a hologram. It's a reality that is we are experiencing through the filter of our own perceptions, our own prejudices, our own fears, and our own conscious and unconscious desires. We can change the world that we live in any given moment by changing our inner world. So rather than attacking what doesn't work in the world, we restructure our inner world and create what we want. And when we start to embody more of what we want, we bring that into the world. And for those people who say, well, that's simply not possible, how is that going to change anything? I simply say that if 1 million people sat down and decided every morning that they were going to recreate their inner world and they were going to imagine, vividly visualize, set intentions for the world that they wanted, and it was a world of love and harmony and peace and equality and unity and prosperity for all, it would have a massive difference on the world that we live in. What happens is that we get up in the morning and we turn our radios and our TVs on and we reach for that cup of coffee and we have that cigarette and we think about what happened yesterday and we're busy emailing and texting and tweeting and Instagramming and we're not connecting to something that is greater than us, whether it's our own consciousness, our higher self, our hearts, God, spirit, the angels, whatever you want to call it, whatever your belief system is. If we as a world community, if every single person did that, we would not have the world that we have today. Our world leaders that we have brought into existence are showing us how disconnected we are. And here's what I've noticed. I have sat in circles with intelligent, charming, caring, kind-hearted, beautiful people who have talked about Trump and Brexit and Farage and all the mainstream zeitgeist that's out there right now, and they've been angry about what's happening. You know, what's happening to our country, what's happening to our world, things are being destroyed, this is a terrible time, you know, really compassionate and passionate forms of expression. But in the same breath, they've been, you know, heartbroken over what's happening in the world with our world leaders. I've also heard these very same people attack through judgment other ways of being. And here's what I mean by this. And I said this as soon as the whole stuff with Brexit and Farage was happening. If you walk down the street and you look at the person who walks past you and you judge them on what they are wearing, and you think what they're wearing is not very stylish or it's a little bit shit, or you judge them on how they look, or you judge them on their size, or you body shame them, or you are rude to the person who serves you your coffee, or you're rude to the guy at the call center that you're on the phone to. If you have attack thoughts about your nearest and dearest, if you have attack thoughts about yourself, if you are in judgment in any aspect of your life, in relation to any person in your life, you are no better than Trump or Farage or any of the far right out there. Why? Because they are in judgment. The reason people are so angry at Trump and the far right is because they're incensed that how on earth can you be in judgment against someone over the color of their skin or because they're a woman or they're gay or whatever? You know, how can you create such disunity in our society that's so homogenous? We've worked so hard to create a homogenous society. Look at the arts, look at interracial marriage, look at gay marriage, and off here you come and you're preaching hate. But when you walk down the street and you judge someone on the color of their skin, you judge someone on how they're dressed, you judge someone on their body size, you are just as bad as that fascist that you're pointing a finger at. When you have attack thoughts about anyone, your greatest enemy, your ex, your family, the person that you have to work with, your boss, anyone, you are just as bad as Trump or Farage. And until you have got to a place where you are so accepting of the world around you and of others, when you are in such a place of compassion, self-love and unconditional love, until you have got to that place, you have absolutely no right whatsoever to judge another like Trump or Farage, because you're just as bad as them. And that's my take on this. So I have sat in circle with beautiful people who have body shamed, talked about fat people and how disgusting it is to see a fat person dance, or how disgusting it is to see someone walk down the street and be dressed badly. I've heard people make classist, I think that's a word, comments about, you know, the way people speak, or their diction, or the foods that they eat, or people's belief systems, you know. Oh, it's ridiculous that people believe in this, or it's ridiculous that you believe in fairies, it's ridiculous that you believe in angel, it's ridiculous that you believe in God. You know, if you have an attack thought against anyone or anything, you are no better than the very people that you are attacking when it comes to saying that, you know, you are anti-Farage, you are anti-Brexit, you are anti-Trump. It doesn't make you cool just because you say you're anti-Brexit. It doesn't make you a good person just because you say you're anti-Trump. You've got to look at what's going on in your inner world. And we all have attack thoughts all the time. So when all of this exploded in our world about 6 months ago, I wasn't necessarily taking to social media or the streets screaming and shouting, because I was thinking, well, you know what? If I start getting this angry at another human being, I'm no better than that human being. I'm no better than the very thing that I'm attacking. And am I completely blameless? And I really had to look at my inner world and say, when I walk down the street, am I having thoughts of judgment? And yes, a lot of the time when I'm mindless, when I'm not present, I am having judgment thoughts. Someone pushes past me and I tut and I get angry. Someone's sitting staring at me on the tube and suddenly I'm judging them. Someone's wearing something that I think looks a bit ridiculous and I make a judgment call, because it's a habit. It's a habit of laziness. And the work I've been doing over the last 6 months is getting to a place of acknowledging when that's happening. Oh, look, I'm in judgment. I'm in attack. And then accepting that that's where I'm at. And as I accept those feelings, as I accept that I'm in that process, it then shifts into something else, and it shifts into a place of compassion for myself and compassion for the other person. I therefore feel really strongly that we can have absolutely no right whatsoever to be taking to the streets with our political protests and our evangelical desire to change the world for something that is better until we have owned that in us, because all we're going to do is create more of the same. This is not about disunity. This is about harmony. How can we bring these two opposing ways of seeing the world into one? How can we create a way where we come together? Those that are disenfranchised from our society, who feel that they do not have a community, that they do not have a connection to the land, to spirit, to God, to each other, to their hearts, often turn to anger, rage, and what can be deemed as far-right policies. It comes out of fear. We attack what we do not understand. We attack what we fear. And right now I'm seeing both sides do that, the left and the right. And if we look at the left and the right in our body, this is the feminine and the masculine. You know, if we think about the left and the right when it comes to politics as two sides of a body, one can't be better than the other. One can't be the one that we just lean on. We have to have a balance between the two. And that's not me advocating policies of the far right. Far from it. Far, far from it. However, a part of me says, I think we have to find a middle way. Because all of this leaning to one side or the other, this kind of swinging from black and white, right and wrong, has never got us anywhere. It's just created more war and more conflict. There are reasons why people have these belief systems that we may find abhorrent. But you see, I find it equally abhorrent to listen to people laugh at someone because of their accent, how they're dressed, or because they're overweight. I find that really abhorrent. I don't want to listen to body-shaming conversations. I don't want to have those sort of throwaway conversations where someone goes, yeah, she's nice, but she's a bit fat though, isn't she? I don't want to listen to conversations like that. I find them disgusting, and I find them equally disgusting as the stuff that's coming out of the mouths of political leaders. You know, we didn't have this much outcry when bombing was happening in the Middle East, we didn't have this much outcry, and we haven't had this much outcry over the bombing of civilians in Palestine or in Gaza. We haven't had this much of an outcry over racism for decades. But suddenly, the very things that have been underground for so long have exploded, and we're all freaking out like headless chickens. The point is, this stuff's always been there. There's always been judgment. There's always been disunity. We have always lived in a world of chaos, but we've had a veneer of respectability over that. And now the veneer is shattering, and all that we're having is that what was underneath the shadow has come to the surface, and we've got to face it. And once we face it, we can transform it. I do believe that in the hearts of those that we may say are the most despicable lies, that there is a heart in those that we say are the most despicable, that in those hearts there is a shining light. And it is our job to find the shining light in another. Namaste, the light in me sees the light in you. It is our job to do that. There is no point going to a yoga class, omming for a little bit, doing your down dog and going namaste after you leave the class with your mala beads around your neck, if you're then sitting there attacking Trump. You're a hypocrite. The light in me sees the light in you. Your job, if you believe you are that enlightened and that spiritual, your job is to see the light in another, not to attack. I believe when we get to such a place where we are no longer in attack, the very attack that may be coming towards us has nothing that it can land on. It gets diffused. We become as water, so all flows through us. We go with the flow of the blow that is coming towards us, and so it is negated. When we put up resistance, we get hurt. This doesn't mean we become vulnerable and we become victims. This means that we learn to view our reality in a very multidimensional way. I do believe that at the heart of this disunity that we're seeing is our disconnection from spirit and from community and from the land. I meet a lot of atheists, and the majority of them don't believe in what I do. So they don't believe in energy healing or Reiki or shamanism. They don't understand it, and they think it's kind of silly, really, that I would suggest that we go and sit on the land and talk to a tree, or that we, you know, dance and allow spirit to move through us. And yet, many, many of the atheists that I meet, obviously, are, you know, they're beautiful people and with beautiful souls and much magic to bring into the world. So the question is, how do we then find a connection to spirit, to the land, to heart, to each other, when we say passionately do not want to believe in a God, in inverted commas? I really do feel that the ancient traditions and shamanism has a remedy for this. And the remedy is that you don't need to believe in God, in inverted commas. You don't even need to believe that you can communicate with a tree if you don't want to. You just need to be able to experience what it feels like to stand on a mountaintop and feel the sun on your face. What does it feel like to lie on the earth and allow the earth to hold you? What does it feel like to dip your feet in a babbling brook? What does it feel like to swim in the sea? What does it feel like to be in connection with this planet and with the land? And in that is a deeply spiritual experience that will open up the heart and the senses to connection to everything that is around us, to each other, and to something greater than us. Shamanism, you know, the shaman is one who sees in the darkness, but I also believe that shamanism asks us to connect to our environment, to connect to our planet at a deep level, at a falling in love level. And through that, we find a deeper level of consciousness. Now, it can be called Great Spirit. It can be called God. It can be called a power animal. It can be called whatever you need to call it. But ultimately, what we are doing is connecting to something that is greater than us. I believe that when we do connect to something that is greater than us, when we say there is something that is greater than me that moves through me, and we can call this love, we can call this our higher selves, we can call this God, we can call it the Christ consciousness. But when we believe, when we understand, when we feel that something greater moves through us, we become better human beings, because we become the divine in human form. We become greater than our projections, than our judgments, than our insecurities, than our self-loathing. We become better than our little monkey mind. And therefore, I believe our antidote to the world that we're living in right now is to go deeper within, connect deeper to spirit, get deeper into our hearts, get deeper into community, and get even more humble and even more surrendered. And the place to start that is in the rummagings of our crazy minds, and to really look at our thought and belief systems, and to really start to give that a really good spring clean. It's 2017, we're at the start of a new year, and if there is anything positive that we can do that has a lasting impact on the year that will unfold, it's setting really clear intentions for the year that we want. And one of these surely has to be that we stop coming at the world from a place of judgment. A really good place to start then, I think, you know, to sort of give you something tangible that may help, is to look at work around forgiveness and release and let go. Now, if you go onto the website, there's a meditation page, and there's some meditations there that you can download on forgiveness, inner forgiveness, and also meditations about connecting to your inner light. And these are really good places, I feel, to start if you're at a loss of, you know, how can I start this? How can I actually start to connect to something greater than me? And if meditation doesn't call to you, then I would say walk the land, spend time out in nature. You know, it was called sitting out in Celtic traditions. It's called the Vision Quest in Native American traditions. But traditionally, man would go out and sit on a mountaintop and fast and connect to the land for a week. And through that time would gain visions, clarity of the life that they're here to lead for the next year, you know, what it is that they're here to do. We don't have that stillness in our everyday life. We're bombarded by noise, and we're constantly on our phones and our laptops and watching TV and all that kind of rubbish, really. And so my suggestion would be, do the meditations. If that doesn't call, walk the land. But if you're really able to, sit out on the land, spend time out in nature, find that stillness and allow judgment to wash away. And as judgment starts to wash away, as you become more accepting of yourself, you will be more accepting of others. The light in me sees the light in you. That is your power. That is our gift. That is how I believe we change the world. And through doing that, we become clearer on the action that we need to take in order to make physical changes in the world. And we may well find that that action doesn't involve anger. It may involve another form of protest, in inverted commas. And I leave that invitation open to you. So this was my rather impassioned podcast around judgment, Trump, Brexit, and everything that's happened over the last 6 months. Do check out the website if you want to know more about how I work, or if you want to read some more on the blog page. It's www.sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time, so it is, and so it shall be.